Delbert Armstrong Jr., and I am farming about 6,000 acres. And we started with the AMS stuff with East Coast Equipment, and really one of the very first ones to get going, and started this year, put the RTK tower up, and doing real good with that. It works real good about, you know, keeping everything lined up and saving. We're spraying with it. Got the 4920 sprayer with the swath control and everything onto it. And got RTK on that also. And you know, so far, it's working real good and doing a beautiful job.
Well, now you're planting corn right now. How's it making that job easier for you?
Well, we're staying in the tractors probably 12 to 14 hours a day. And I've got a 36-row planter. It's 66 feet wide. So I can swivel my seat around. And, you know, once I get turned into the row and hit the button and let it go, and I can swatch all the row units and make sure nothing drags up and everything's working like it should be and adjusted like it should be, and have my mind more on what the planter's doing except having my knuckles turn white trying to follow that row mark in front of the tractor, you know, and not really paying attention what the most important thing is behind the tractor. So it's real easy on me. And then late in the afternoons, you know, I'm not really, my hands is not tired and my hands are going to sleep where I fought the steering wheel all day.
And one of the advantages, my understanding is that it makes you a lot more efficient. Have you put kind of pencil to paper and tried to determine a dollar return to some extent on that efficiency?
Oh, yeah. Seed corn now, I remember when I first started farming, I graduated high school in 1982. Seed corn was probably $75 a bag. Nowadays, it's $215, $20, $30 a bag. So, you know, every bit of that corn that you can save and get it out there. And we got all the chemicals is on the seed. And, you know, with John Deere having these new planters out, it does a fantastic job. Probably one of the most money-saving things is the sprayer with the swath control and everything on it, because of nitrogen, like this year, is going to $300 a ton. You don't want to do much double spread with the money standpoint of that, not counting the environment. You know, you just want to put out there what the plant's going to grow and use. You just don't want to just waste it, you know. So that's probably saving the big bucks is the sprayer, you know, doing with the swath control.
Well, that's really interesting stuff. And I guess just in talking to you, and I've talked to a few people on this subject, Delbert, and it seems like every farmer I talk to, if I ask them the question, hey, would you recommend this for others, the answer is a pretty much unqualified yes if you are a serious farmer.
Well, there's so many people out there that just don't realize what it can do and what it can save. I've talked to farmers and say, no, I don't, you know, I bought a new sprayer. I don't want that. So, you know, I ask them, do you get swath control or the auto track and auto steer? And they said, no, I don't need none of that fancy stuff. And then once I explained to them, you know, how it works and whatever, then they said, look, I think I might need that anyway. It's not just because you don't want to do it. It's because it's saving you money and it does a great job and improves the yield in the long run. So, the folks that are saying that they don't need that is the ones that just don't realize what it's doing and what it is capable of doing. When you're buying a brand new tractor, and you know the size that we get, the cheapest one is $155,000 up to $200,000, and you put the AMS stuff on it, you're gonna finance it with John Deere or whatever anyway. It ain't gonna make no difference. If you can't afford the AMS stuff on it, you can't afford the tractor to start with. I just think that, you know, more farmers need to get into it and go ahead and bite the bullet and get it going and you know, go ahead and invest in it. You don't have to really get into it all at once in one year. You just kind of buy the stuff as you go a little bit along and just kind of get into it a little bit along, and, you know, it'll pay for itself time and time again.